Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Nation celebrates Constitution Day to mark 75 years of its adoption. President Draupadi Murmu, in her address to both houses of parliament, urges citizens to imbibe its ideals into behaviour and work towards achieving goal of developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls the constitution a guiding light and modern expression of the country's great tradition of thousands of years. Government approves over 1,000 crore rupees to 15 states for disaster mitigation and capacity building projects. Nation remembers martyrs of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks. Paying homage to the brave hearts, President Draupadi Murmu says India remains firmly committed to defeat terrorism in all its forms. Depression lying over southwest Bay of Bengal likely to intensify into a deep depression in next 12 hours, bringing heavy rains in coastal Tamil Nadu. President Draupadi Murmu has urged citizens to imbibe the constitutional ideals into their behaviour, fulfil their fundamental duties and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. The President said this while addressing a grand event on the Constitution Day, organised at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi.
संविधान के प्रति युवाओं में उत्साह को देखकर हम सब देश के भविष्य के प्रति आश्वस्त हो सकते हैं मैं सभी देशवासियों से अनुरोध करती हूं कि वे हमारे संवैधानिक आदर्शों को अपने आचरण में डालें मूल कर्तव्य का पालन करें तथा वर्ष 2047 तक विकसित भारत के निर्माण के राष्ट्रीय लक्ष्य के प्रति समर्पण के साथ आगे बढ़े
On the completion of 75 years of adoption of the Constitution of India, President Murmu described it as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development.
पिछले कुछ वर्षों के दौरान सरकार ने समाज के सभी वर्गों विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों के विकास के लिए अनेक कदम उठाए हैं ऐसे निर्णयों से लोगों का जीवन बेहतर हुआ है तथा उन्हें प्रगति के नए अवसर मिल रहे हैं गरीब लोगों का अपना पक्का घर मिल रहा है बिजली पानी सड़क की सुविधा मिल रही है खाद्य सुरक्षा और चिकित्सा सेवाएं मिल रही है देश में बड़े पैमाने पर विश्व स्तर का इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बनाया जा रहा है समग्र और समावेशी विकास के ऐसे अनेक
The President said the ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity mentioned in the preamble of the Indian Constitution give opportunities to citizens to prosper and take care of each other in society.
देश के आर्थिक एकीकरण के लिए स्वतंत्रता के बाद का सबसे बड़ा टैक्स सुधार गुड्स एंड सर्विसेज टैक्स के रूप में किया गया है वर्ष 2018 में राष्ट्रीय पिछला बल आयोग को संवैधानिक दर्जा प्रदान किया गया लेट डेवलपमेंट की सोच को यथार्थ रूप देना सामाजिक न्याय के संवैधानिक आदर्शों को प्राप्त करने के लिए अनिवार्य है नारी शक्ति बंधन अधिनियम द्वारा हमारे लोकतंत्र में महिला सशक्तिकरण के एक नए युग की शुरुआत की गई है
In her address, the President recalled the contribution of 15 women members of the Constituent Assembly in framing the Constitution. She also stated the nation will celebrate its 75th anniversary of being a republic on the 26th of January next year, and such occasions give countrymen the opportunity to make better plans for the future. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, This momentous day marks a historic milestone as the country celebrates 75 years since it adopted its constitution, a remarkable achievement for the world's largest and most dynamic democracy.
As we commemorate the 75th anniversary, let us commit to building a more vital collective consciousness of our constitution that binds us as people promotes progressive nation building. Ideas while shielding us from the consequences of sectarian perspectives.
In his address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, the Indian Constitution is the result of years of penance, sacrifice, ingenuity and strength of people of the country. Mr. Birla added that the Constitution has been a driving force for social and economic change in the country.
75 वर्षों में हमारी संसद के माध्यम से आम जनता के जीवन में सामाजिक आर्थिक परिवर्तन लाए गए हैं, जिससे लोकतंत्र में जनता की आस्था मजबूत हुई है। संविधान ने हमारे तीनों लोकतंत्र के स्तंभों विधायिका, कार्यपालिका और न्यायपालिका को आपसी समन्वय के साथ सुचारू रूप से कार्य करने की व्यवस्था दी है। इन 75 वर्षों में इन तीनों अंगों ने श्रेष्ठता से कार्य करते हुए देश के समग्र विकास में अपनी भूमिका
During the event, the president released a commemorative coin and a stamp dedicated to the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution of India. Books titled Making of the Constitution of India, A Glimpse, and Making of the Constitution of India and Its Glorious Journey were also released. The Constitution in Sanskrit and Maithili languages were also released. A booklet dedicated to the art of Constitution of India was also unveiled during the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers, leaders of opposition in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, members of parliament and other dignitaries attended the event. Our correspondent reports that the president led the ceremonial reading of the preamble of the Indian Constitution on the occasion. More in this report.
The Constitution Day was first celebrated in 2015 when the NDA government decided to mark the day as a tribute to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, who played an important role in its framing as the chairman of the drafting committee. The Constituent Assembly took 2 years, 11 months and 17 days to accomplish the task of drafting the historic document. On 26 November 1949, the Constituent Assembly of India adopted the Constitution, which came into effect on 26 January 1950. The Constitution declares India as a sovereign, socialist, secular and a democratic republic, assuring its citizens justice, equality and liberty, and endeavours to promote fraternity. It is the longest written constitution of any sovereign country in the world. The constitution has stood the test of the time as India has been able to foster a vibrant democracy at its heart. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation. The Prime Minister said the Indian Constitution is the modern expression of a country's great tradition of thousands of years. He said that today the country is moving forward with its full potential and being proud of its diversity.
हमारा संविधान हमारी गाइडिंग लाइट है।
ये सिर्फ अनेक धाराओं का संग्रह नहीं, हमारा संविधान सहस्त्रों वर्ष की भारत की महान परंपरा, अखंड धारा, उस धारा की आधुनिक अभिव्यक्ति है। और जब हम इस संवैधानिक व्यवस्था से जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप ग्राम पंचायत से लेकर के संसद तक जो भी दायित्व निभाते हैं, हमें संविधान के लेटर एंड स्पिरिट को समर्पित भाव से ही हमें अपने आप को हमेशा सज्ज रखना होगा।
In the evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the Constitution Day celebrations at the Supreme Court. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program is being organized by the Supreme Court of India. Prime Minister Modi will also release the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, Chief Justice of India Justice Sanjeev Khanna and other judges of the Apex Court will be present on the occasion. The Supreme Court Bar Association organized a Constitution Day function at the Apex Court in New Delhi. Addressing the event, Chief Justice of India, CJI, Sanjeev Khanna said, India has emerged as a vibrant democracy and a geopolitical leader, and the constitution of the country has helped in this transformation. The CJI emphasized the role of the constitution in Indian democracy post-independence. He also extended his greetings on Constitution Day. The Congress has demanded special discussion in both Houses of Parliament to mark the adoption of the 75th year of the Indian Constitution. Talking to media outside Parliament, Party President Mallikarjun Kharge said he had made a request to the Rajya Sabha chairman in this regard. He said there should be a two-day discussion on the Constitution and its importance.
हमने रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि दो दिन संविधान के ऊपर चर्चा के लिए दोनों सदन में एक टाइम देना चाहिए, ताकि उसके अंदर संविधान के अंदर जो अच्छी चीजें हैं लोगों को बताने के लिए और आज जो गलत हो रहा है उसके बारे में भी लोगों को समझा सके। इसीलिए हम ये चाहते हैं, मैं और लेटर लिखा और राहुल गांधी जी भी स्पीकर को लेटर लिखे, तो उसके बाद उनकी क्या राय है देखेंगे।
DMK MP Tiruchi Shiva expressed happiness over the function organized to celebrate the 75th year of the adoption of the constitution. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav said the constitution has given people the power and it shows them the way to move forward. He added that true celebration is only when one follows the path of the constitution. On the other hand, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad took a dig at the opposition, saying the parties, which have been rejected by the people, are trying to set a false narrative that the constitution is in danger. He was talking to media outside the parliament. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The central government has approved over 1,115 crore rupees for disaster mitigation and capacity building projects for 15 states. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved this fund. The committee approved 378 crore rupees for 8 northeast states, nearly 140 crore rupees each for Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh, 100 crore rupees for Maharashtra, over 70 crore rupees each for Karnataka and Kerala, and 50 crore rupees each for Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. The nation is remembering the martyrs of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks today. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in these attacks. In a social media post, the president said the nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen. Expressing solidarity with the families of the brave hearts, the president said this is also the day to reiterate that India remains firmly committed to defeating terrorism in all its forms. In Mumbai, Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan, accompanied by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Ministers Devendra Fadnavis and Ajit Pawar today, paid tributes to the martyrs on the 16th anniversary of the 26/11 terror attacks. They placed wreaths at the Police Martyrs Memorial in the premises of the Mumbai Police Commissionerate to honour the martyrdom of police officers and jawans who made the ultimate sacrifice while fighting terrorists. They also met the family members of the martyrs. Mumbai endured a devastating terrorist attack on the 26th of November 2008. During 4 days of attack, 10 Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists attacked different locations in the city in which 166 people were killed and over 300 were injured. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, Aditya Suhas Jambhale, director of the film Article 370, said that the festival has been a highly enriching experience for him.
It's part of Indian panorama. At the same time, it's also part of international competition along with two other Indian films, competing with 15 films in total. So I'm really, really hopeful, fingers crossed that, you know, we win and we get something out of it. But of course, nevertheless, the experience here, talking to different filmmakers, witnessing different films from different cultures, from different parts of this country is amazing. And I'm really, really proud of that. Goa is such an amazing venue for this kind of a festival.
The movie is competing for the Golden Peacock Award. The Met Department has forecast that the depression of the southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining East Equatorial Indian Ocean lay centred about 830 kilometres south-southeast of Chennai. It is likely to intensify into a deep depression during the next 12 hours and move towards the Sri Lankan and Tamil Nadu coasts. Due to the depression, heavy to very heavy rainfall has been forecast till Friday. Extremely heavy rainfall is also likely at isolated places in coastal Tamil Nadu. The Directorate of Education Government of Delhi has issued instructions to all schools to conduct classes in hybrid mode for students of all classes with immediate effect. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nation celebrates Constitution Day to mark 75 years of its adoption. President Draupadi Murmu, in her address to both houses of parliament, urges citizens to imbibe its ideals into behaviour and work towards achieving the goal of a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls the Constitution a guiding light and modern expression of the country's great tradition of thousands of years. Government approves over 1,000 crore rupees to 15 states for disaster mitigation and capacity building projects. Nation remembers martyrs of 2008. Mumbai terror attacks paying homage to the Bravehearts. President Murmu says India remains firmly committed to defeat terrorism in all its forms. And with that, we end the midday news.